In sports, regional softball action, semifinal games were held across Western Iowa yesterday evening. In Class 3A, it was Atlantic beating Shenandoah 3-2 in Region 8 and Kemper Catholic over Pocahontas Area Community Schools 8-4. In Class 2A, Region 1, Logan Magnolia was a 14-4 winner over Maple Valley Antonoto. Alta Aurelia beat West Lyon 6-2. In Region 8 of Class 2A was I-35 Truro blanking Earlham 2-0, and Underwood was a 2-0 winner over Trainer. Class 1A regional softball semifinals include in Region 2, Newell Fonda over Glidden Ralston 8-7, Bishop Garrigan defeating Rockford 8-6. In Region 6, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's over Murray 8-4, and Colfax Mingo over Gladview Rhinebeck 5-0. Also in Class 1A, Exira EHK beat River Valley 3-2. In Region 7, it was Charter Oak Ute over Lawton Bronson 10-4. And in Region 8 play, West Harrison was a 2-1 winner over Westwood. Lennox beat Bedford 13-0. Now those finals set the game schedule for Monday, which is the regional softball finals in Class 1A, 2A, and 3A. And in Class 3A, all these games getting underway at 7 p.m. Monday, by the way. Kemper Catholic will play host to Atlantic at Carroll. In Class 2A, it'll be Logan Magnolia versus Alta Aurelia at Logan, and I-35 Truro versus Underwood at Truro. In Class 1A, softball finals on Monday, it'll be Newell Fonda taking on Bishop Garrigan at Fonda. Martinsdale St. Mary's plays against Colfax Mingo at Martinsdale. Exira EHK travels to Charter Oak to take on Charter Oak Ute. And it'll be West Harrison versus Lennox in a game to be played at Lennox. Regional softball action scheduled for tonight includes in Class 5A, Region 8, West Des Moines Valley versus Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, and Dowling Catholic takes on Ames at Dowling. And in Class 4A, it'll be a game played at Winterset, where Winterset plays against Creston. And Lewis Central is at home against Glenwood. Again, all those games getting underway at 7 p.m. In area baseball action for Friday, not a whole lot of scores reported, but we do have Cam over Tri-Center 9-7. That was a completion of a game that had been suspended July the 7th. Also, Creston beat Lennox 5-4. Northeast Goose Lake was a 3-1 winner over Dennis and Schleswig in baseball. Woodbury Central beat Sioux City West 9-5, and it was Carlisle over ADM 7-5. Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday. The Omaha Royals at Omaha Storm Chasers, that is, at Oklahoma City. That was postponed. Colorado Springs defeated the iCubs 15-5. In action today, Iowa takes on Colorado Springs at 7:05 this evening. Oklahoma is on the road, or actually Oklahoma is hosting Omaha, and that game will get underway at 4:35 this afternoon. That'll be game one. Game two, the makeup game, will be held right after that completion of the first game in the Pacific Coast League. And taking a look at Major League Baseball, interleague play Friday, it was Atlanta defeating the Chicago White Sox 11-8. Over in the National League, Pittsburgh was an 8-4 winner over the Cubs. Milwaukee beat St. Louis 4-3. Washington was a 3-1 winner over the Mets. Miami down Cincinnati 3-1. Philadelphia was a 5-3 winner over Colorado. Also in the National League, it was the L.A. Dodgers beating San Diego 10-6. San Francisco was a 6-2 winner over Arizona. Over in the American League, Seattle was a 3-2 winner over Kansas City. The L.A. Angels beat Baltimore 9-5. Toronto blanked Detroit 6-0. Boston beat Tampa Bay 6-5. Cleveland was a 10-2 winner over the New York Yankees. Also in the AL, Texas beat Minnesota 6-5. And it was Houston with a 10-9 win over Oakland. In auto racing news, Lewis Hamilton clocked the fastest lap ahead of Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg in the crash-marred final practice for the British Grand Prix, which will be taking place today. Hamilton, who was also fastest in both practices on Friday, wound up just 6/100ths of a second better than Rosberg, who missed the entire second Friday session, with Australian Daniel Ricciardo third, a half a second adrift in his Red Bull car. The session had to be stopped for 18 minutes when Swedish driver Marcus Ericsson crashed heavily in his Sauber. He was unhurt and walked away. Dutch teenager Max Verstappen was fourth in the second Red Bull car, followed by Sebastian Vettel of Ferrari and Valtteri Bottas of Williams. The qualifying session for Sunday's grid positions is scheduled to follow late today. In NASCAR news, Kevin Harvick will start from the pole for tonight's Sprint Cup Series race at the Kentucky Speedway. That after storms wiped out qualifying. That means the field was set based on owner points. Harvick will start alongside Brad Keselowski, followed by Kurt Busch, Joey Logano, Carl Edwards, and Kyle Busch. In golf, Sungyoung Park capitalized on favorable morning scoring conditions by shooting a 6-under-72 to take a two-stroke lead after the second round of the U.S. Women's Open at Cornevale. Park had four birdies in a six-hole span to move to 9-under before struggling on the final two holes. Amy Yang shot a 71 to get to 6-under, tied for second with first-round leader Miriam Lee. In tennis, Milos Raonic became the first Canadian male in history to advance to the final of the Grand Slam tournament, doing it by knocking off a 17-time major champion. The six-seeded Raonic rallied from a 2-sets-to-1 deficit to knock off third-seed Roger Federer 6-3, 6-7, 4-6, 7-5, 6-3 in the Wimbledon semifinals. The 25-year-old Raonic served 23 aces among his 75 winners and averaged a Wimbledon semifinal, or rather avenged a Wimbledon semifinal loss to Federer in straight sets 2 years ago. The number 3-seed Federer broke serve only once. Federer was 1 point from serving for the match when he double-faulted twice in a row, allowing Raonic to rally. The Swiss star never lost in 10 previous Wimbledon semifinal matches. Federer was seeking a record 8th Wimbledon crown. Raonic will face 2013 champion Andy Murray in the title match. Murray swept Thomas Berdych 6-3, 6-3, 6-3 in less than 2 hours to reach the championship match for the third time at Wimbledon and 11th time at the Grand Slam. The second-seeded Murray has a 6-3 career record against Raonic, including a win in the final of the Wimbledon warm-up at Queen's Club last month. Also in sports, in NBA news, the Minnesota Timberwolves have announced the signing of free agent swingman Brandon Rush, who had previously agreed to a one-year, $3.5 million contract. The 31-year-old shot 41.4% from the three-point range with Golden State last season, giving the Timberwolves a much-needed long-range threat. Elsewhere, the Knicks have announced the signings of free agent forward Joakim Noah and veteran guards Brandon Jennings and Courtney Lee, along with rookie big man Marshall Plumlee. Noah joins former Bulls teammate Derrick Rose, who was acquired in a trade last month. The San Antonio Spurs have traded Boris Diaw and a second-round pick in 2022 to the Utah Jazz for Olivier Hanlon. Diaw is a 13-year veteran who averaged 6.4 points, 3.1 rebounds, and 2.3 assists last season. And finally, in sports, Thunder forward Mitch McGarry has been suspended for the first five games of next NBA season without pay, for violating the terms of the NBA's anti-drug program. McGarry played little last season and left the team for undisclosed personal reasons late in the year. That is a check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.